The Haftorah, Parshas Behar Mechukaisi Chazak, finishes with the words of Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Rifaini Hashem ve'irofei, Hoshieini ve'ivasheach yisi'osi ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks Yirmiyahu HaNavi, please heal me, and then I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved, because you are my praise. Everybody knows that this pasuk from Yirmiyahu was taken by the Anshei Chesed Gdola and put into Shmona Esrei every day. Why was there a change from Lashon Yachid of Yirmiyahu to Lashon Rabim in the Siddur? And you can't say Yirmiyahu Navi was making a personal tefillah, because if you look at the Psukim, he's definitely speaking on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So why is he in the Navi Lashon Yachid? But in the Siddur, it became Lashon Rabim. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin in Pri Tzadik brings amazing Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Kedoshim. The Zohar HaKadosh asks a question. Rabbi Chiya asks, in the Aseres HaDibrois, everything is Lashon Yachid. Anoichi Hashem Elikecha. Zachor, not Zichru. Zachor is Yom HaShavas. Loi Sisa. Singular. Loi Sirtzav, not Loi Sirtzachu. Loi Sinaf. Loi Signoiv. Belishno Yichidoi. How come in Kedoshim, Parshas Kedoshim, everything becomes Lashon Rabim? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ish Imoy Va'avim Tira'u. Speaks about Kibud Avein concept. It suddenly becomes plural. Es Shabsoi Sai Tishmayru, Al Tifnu El Alilim. In plural. Don't turn to Avodah Zarah. The same themes change from Yochid to Rabim. Says Rabbi Chiya. There's other Terutzim of Chazal. Listen to what Rabbi Chiya says in the Zohar. El Tochazi. Come and see. From the day the Jewish people came upon the planet, from the beginning of our history, we never joined together with one heart and one ratzon, one will, like that day which we stood at Har Sinai. And that's why it was all said in Lashon Yachid. The Basar, but afterwards, the Lishna de Sagi and Lashon Rabim, the Hallah Yishtaku Kokach Bahur Usa, because we've never been so much on that level of Ratzon and Lev to be in one. So, Aseres HaDibrois, Matan Torah, was a special, unique event where we all joined together. Belish Ish Echor Belev Echor. Mash Einkin afterwards, Parshat Kedoshim, is just regular. Unfortunately, we never got back to that level. We're going to add a little bit before we come back to what Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says. Everybody's familiar with Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, who brings the Mechilta, that every time Bnei Yisrael travel in the Midbar before Matan Torah and afterwards, it is always written Lashon Rabim, Vayachanu, Vayisau, except by Matan Torah. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar. And Rashi says, all the other times they traveled, there was fights and tumults and disagreements. But when it came to Matan Torah, Vayichan, Lashon Yachid, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad. The Kli Yakar adds to this Mechilta and Rashi and says, that's why the Torah writes, Bachodesh Hazeh Bo'umid Bar Sinai. Because Chodesh Sivan, the Mazel is Tu'umin, Gemini, twins, teaching how you might be two unique individuals, but try as much as possible to share ideals, to share goals, to share beliefs, to care about the same things, and you'll never, ever fight. And he says, Vayisu Mirafidim is also a remez. Nasu, they traveled, may pirud, from separation of hearts, and they joined together hands, and that's why they're able to have the Torah. And what inspired that? When they saw, says the Kli Yakar, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the lowest mountain, Har Sinai. And they realized that it's not about themselves, it's just about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's not looking for the greatest, it doesn't matter who you are, it's about looking at everybody else in the right way. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Yisroi says that there are three conditions to Mekabel Torah. And he goes through the Psukim and shows each one of these three. The first one is to learn, it's to harvest, to work very hard on learning. The second one says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, second condition, is humility. Fits into what we just said about Har Sinai. And the third one, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, is achtus, to come together, to be one. Cherv al abad noelu, Chazal say that those who learn on their own and think that they don't need anybody else, they don't need each other, they are destroyers of Torah. We'll add, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Taisa's Yom Tov in Perkei Avos on the Mishnah, it says, Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'im beinayim divrei Torah. He says, I think it's a Taisa Yom Tov, ve'im beinayim means they have, maybe they're learning, but it's not together. Each one thinks, I don't need the other one, I can learn on my own. And you don't have this anivos and this achdus to learn with each other, then chas v'shalom, it is a destruction of Torah. It's a zivchei mesim. The Sfas Emes in this week's parsha, Parshas Bahar, says that Shemitah, Ma'inyin Shemitah al Eitzel Har Sinai. He's a Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai because Har Sinai was about Achdus, and Shemitah is all about Achdus. First of all, on a simple level, the poor people and the rich people are all even. They're all the same. They're equal. And he says, the fact that we're counting years, whenever you count, you're taking the different individual parts and you're having them joined together. So therefore, Shemitah is completely connected to Har Sinai. We say in davening every day, every day, Barcheinu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad Ba'ar Panecha. We go on and explain why do we need Ke'echad Ba'ar Panecha? Because in Ar Panecha, this Torah is Chaim. We want to be Zechet to Torah. We have to first have Shalom and Achdus together. The Velt says, a cute little vart, that some people have the minig in davening, they say Baruch Sha'amar before Haidu. And others have the minig, they say Haidu before Baruch Sha'amar. But when it comes to the next part of davening, Yihi Chvayin Hashem, everyone joins together. Because when it comes to the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't be with your own agenda, it has to be about what does Hashem want. And that's how we're zeichet to Torah. The Hilga Arjaver and his Svarim, Be'er and Eishdas, brings a number of Marim Makaymas about what we've been discussing. He brings the Psikta that says, Torah is considered Shalom. Duachea Darchi Noyam V'chol Nisi V'seha Shalom. And the Psikta says that Torah can only be given to someone who lives a life of Shalom. If you're not the Shalom, you won't be Zechet to Torah. And he says, if so, it comes out that Achdus is not a detail of Torah. It's not a fine detail. It's a prerequisite. It's a tnai. It's impossible to be zoiche, like we said from the Medrash, the Chelta that says, only Vayichen Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar would they then zoiche to Matan Torah. So he says, that's why, in a number of places in Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Ekev, Perek Tes Pasigur, and again in Perek Ches Pasig Tezayin, Matan Torah is referred to by the Torah as Yom HaKohol, the Day of Gathering. Why is Matan Torah called Yom HaKohol? That was a really unknown, l'chaira, seemingly insignificant part of Matan Torah was that they came together. No! That is actually the entire Mahus, that's the essence of Matan Torah, is the Klai Yisrael came together. Everybody knows, this is already famous, that there was a Haman Tainid by Tan Purim, and a lot of Sfarim say that there was a period mefurad amongst themselves. And then when Klal Yisrael came back together, like Esther said, Lech Knoises Kol Yehudim, they rejoined. What happened when they rejoined? They were Zeichet to Hadik, Kiblu Mechashir, to the Zeichet to Nu, Kabbalah Satire. So, Shalom and Achdus is not a detail, and another important feature of Torah. It is Torah. Without it, nothing, you don't have anything. Says the Arjavar, amazing pshat. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moirasha kihilas Yaakov. It's a Moirasha, Torah for us, only when kihilas Yaakov, only when we join together. It's a tnai. You want Torah tziva lanu Moshe? Moirasha to be your Yerusha to stay with you? It has to be kihilas Yaakov, you're gathered together. And based on this, he explains, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Yedal Lam and Aleph, Omle Rabban Lam Rav Amnuna. Rabbanan told Rav Hanuna, you should know Rav Hanuna, and they started telling him different things about Rav Ami. And one of the things they told Rav Hanuna about Rav Ami was that Rav Ami had written, they say about him, that he wrote 400 Sifri Torah. Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifri Torah. So Rav Hanuna said back, it can't be that he wrote 400 Sifri Torah, that's kind of impossible. You must mean, and check it out, it means he wrote 400 times the Pasuk Torah Tziva. It says, Taisus Vashem Rabbeinu Tam, on that Gemara, Torah is encapsulated in the pasuk. I don't know how to pronounce it. Sorry, in the pasuk Torah Tziva, v'haraya, the Gemara in Sukkah says, "Kotanay de'ela daver adam lamed Torah, my Torah, Torah Tziva lanu." So Torah is called Torah Tziva. That pasuk is called Torah. Why is that pasuk called Torah? Says the Arzur Hasogu Shmak, because this pasuk tells us the mahus of Torah. Mahus of Torah is it's the Beirasha Torah Tziva lanu, but the condition kihilas Yaakov that you come together. The Gemara says in Zvachim that in time of Matan Torah the world was going through some strange changes and noises and thunder and lightning, and the Goyim came to Bilam and they were asking what's going on, and Bilam and the Goyim came out and they realized Hashem oiz la'amo yitein, Hashem is giving a Torah, Hashem yivarek as amo v'shalim, because Torah is the etzim all about shalom. Brings Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, famous Medrash goes through when Yaakov saw the different Adarim and he rolled the rock. The Medrash goes through it over and over and teaches different Mahalchim. So one of the Mahalchim, the Medrash Rabbah says, is Rabbi Yochanan says that when Yaakov saw the shepherds together and the well needed the rock to be taken off, was referring to Matan Torah. And the Medrash says, Vayar v'inei be'er zesinai. V'inei sham shloisha, who are the shloisha? Kehanu levim Yisraelim. Says the Medrash Rabbah, Kimina be'er ahi. Kimisham yardu aseret, shamu aseret adibros. From there they heard aseret adibros. Ve'evin gedoyla, zushchina. V'nes v'sham kol ha'adarim, says the Medrash, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Yishkar Akoy. Oymer v'shum Rabbi Shmuel. Ilu ha'Yisrael chaseirim, oyd echad. They would have been just missing one person. Lo'hayu mekablon es ha'tayra. They needed a complete achdus of everybody. And the Medrash goes on, explains how everything there in Yaakov's encounter with those shepherds was referring to Matan Torah. But this aspect, that everybody had to be together, or else Matan Torah never would have happened, brings the halacha is a Sefer Torah is only kosher if the areas are stitched together. Because the Sefer Torah is a remez for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael called Bereishis. Torah is called Bereishis. It's a very famous from the Gaonim, Rav Sadia Gaon said, that Yisrael is Rashi Tevis Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisias Torah. Every Yid has his place in the Torah, but if it's not stitched together, if there's no Achdus, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. And that's why the halacha is the Gemara says at the end of Megillah that when you do Glila, you have to leave the Sefer Torah on the stitches. So there's a pasuk shot, but the remez is we're showing this is the mahus of Torah, the secret of Torah, success in Torah is to have shalom. And this also explains why the Gemara says that the one who does Galila, Noiter Schar Kenegah Kulos Apelah. The one who does Galila has more Schar than the one who has an Aliyah. Shabbos Gorm and the Hag, but the Galila both together. But the Gemara says the Farish, Vagoilal Noiter Schar Kenegah Kulam. The Pshat is, because he's the one who's showing us what the Mahus of Tyre really is by putting it on the stitches. The Rambam writes at the end of his Chanukah, Gogol HaSholem Shekola Tyre Kula Nitna. Lastly, shalom ba'olam. That's the whole point of Torah. It's the mechazik Torah. It's the mechazik shalom in the world. And the Arjaver finishes with a beautiful gematria. What would be a good chassidish sefer without a gematria? Bereishis. We know the Shul Yisrael, the Shul Torah, they're both called Bereishis. Well, the word Bereishis plus the letters of Bereishis comes out to 919, which is the gematria of Yisrael ba'shalom, which is 918, you'll be off by one, right? So, Yisrael bishalayim is Bereishis, is Torah. It's a metzias when they have a shalom. Let's go back now to Rav Tzadik HaKohen and Pritzadik. He says that Shavuos, Matan Torah, is the Kedusha of Luchas Rishonis. And we resolve then to something very special. Shir Hashirim, Rabbah, and the Pasuk Yishakeni Mishikais Piu, the Medrash says that when they heard a Noichi, Dibris Rishonis, they were Zoichet Tavot Torah became part of their Mahos, Torah became part of the essence of Chai Yisrael. When they heard Layi Alachah, says the Medrash, Avadizar was necker from their hearts. And the Gemara Avadizar says already that they were never going to die, and he amarti bnei Elohim atem, that you're going to live like the angels together forever, and you're never going to die. Klai Yisrael never would have died. And the Yitzhahara and the Sot and the Gemara says, Baba Basra is one. It means it would have never had that Vagazar, never would have had Yitzhahara, never would have had problems anymore. This was, you know what happened by the Chayta Egel, but this is the Madrega that says the Feirish and Chazal that we came to. Shavuos is the Sugul to get back to this Madrega as much as possible. Every single year. Through Achdus, through Shalim. Like the Zohar says, that the Luchas Rishayim was a Lashon Yachid. The Luchas is a Lashon Yachid because that moment they had such a tremendous Achdus. Masha'ikin afterwards was always Lashon Rabbim. So we can understand why Yirmiyo HaNavi is in Lashon Yachid, because the Navi is speaking about the future. The Navi is looking towards the Madrigas which Klai Yisrael will be zeichet to in the future, when they'll come back as one and be zeichet to Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, to have a real Kabbalah Satayra. Everything will be in complete unity. But the Siddur, which is written for every single day throughout our Galus, from Bayis Sheni and on, we never got back to the Madrigal, like the Zohar says. We haven't gotten there yet. So it's written in Lashon Rabbim. And now we can understand the connection, why this Haftarah is the Haftarah of Parshas Bechukaisai. The Ramban writes the famous question, why does the Torah not discuss the reward of Olam Haba, Gan Eden, or the punishment of Gehenim? Last year we mentioned, the Kli Yakar mentioned seven Terusim to the Kasha in this week's Parsha. The Ramban, at the end, when he finishes discussing, he says, Al Derech HaEmes, the truth is, and the Ramban shows at different points in the Parsha, which seem to be physical rewards, are really speaking about Gan Eden. It's really speaking about Gan Eden, Olam Haba. It's really speaking about the world of the future. If we're Zoichet, Chukaisei Teleichu, you could be Zoichet, to go to the world of Gan Eden, Olam Haba. We know the Gemara says at the end of Megillah that Ezra is Mesakim, that before Shavuos we should not read Parsha B'chukaisa. This week's Parsha is Mitakonas Ezra, like I heard from Ramesh Shapiro's Chazak Devracha. Even if this week wouldn't be B'chukaisa, Mashal, there was some places where they would finish the Torah, the Gemara says, once every 3 years, but they would take out an extra Sefer Torah to read B'chukaisa. Because this Parsha is a Parsha of the future, which is Achana for Shavuos, which is able to give us the koyach to have the future ruchni, is the future matan Torah, the future level of achdus and shalom. We can be zeichet to that on Shavuos. We prepare ourselves by reading this parsha, which speaks about the world of Gan Eden, Olam Haba, and that's why in Naf Torah we have this pasuk, which is written in Lashon Yachid, not in Lashon Rabbim, to show us that in the world of the future we're all going to be one. Like everybody knows, famous story. Now we're finishing when Rabbi Levine came into the doctor with his wife. The doctor said, how can I help you? And he said, doctor, my wife's foot hurts us. Have a good Shabbos. Shri Zoichet, Chazak, Chazak, Vimiz Chazek.